Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mark Hockman.
When I'm at the cash pop machine, that is when I look my sexiest. We are going to get buck wild.
Go suck an egg.
Channing Crowder.
Hey, hey, Sugarfoot.
Small bladder. Big urethra.
Alejandro Solana.
Birds are expert hunters. They eat seeds.
This is how we do it.
Sports.
Pizza always tastes better if someone refers to it as
I'm going to kick you in the ankle.
Now, I don't think people can sometimes grasp the enormity of the oceans.
More sports.
I'll put this asparagus on it.
That song is a banger.
That's all newbie ride.
The most sports.
On the mound for the Marlins. Hello.
I'm a 3-and-D guy.
What would Jesus do?
I don't know.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Well, here we go on a Tuesday, and we've got a lot going on, and that's aside from Crowder once again doing the show from Cairo, Egypt.
Nice.
I don't think I'll ever get tired of saying that. In fact, I think you should move there. I think it would be great if every day you just did Cairo, Egypt. I want to talk about what's going on there in Egypt with you. The Portugal-Switzerland game is underway here. Round of 16. The only reason that I bring it up here at the beginning is because we have put in a wager. I was just antsy, sitting around waiting to talk to Crowder and Dan Day, and I was, you know, like, hey, let's do something. I sent out a little missive to the consortium. Hey, come on, let's go. Let's get a little afternoon winner here because we've lost 10 out of our last 11, and nobody got back to me, so I took it upon myself to use my soccer World Cup expertise, which I gained last week because I was homesick, you know, with pneumonia. So all I did was study all the World Cup teams and the analytics of everything. And so we have wagered that Portugal will score a goal in the first half here. All right?
I like that.
All right. So that's what we've got. Portugal's a heavy favorite here over Switzerland. We've got them to score a goal in the first half. They're 3 minutes in right now. It is scoreless. And earlier today, Morocco, which is just a couple countries away from where you are, that's like a northern Africa coastal city country, just like Egypt where you are. They advanced. They beat Spain today. Was there excitement there over that?
Actually, our hotel is attached to a mall, and there is a gigantic, like, movie screen size screen in the middle of the mall with chairs around it, and they play soccer matches all day long, and people are there all day long.
Yeah, I would imagine that's pretty exciting for Northern Africa to have a team continuing on. So congrats to Morocco. So today's a big day. So Tom Brady did it again last night. And by the way, if you weren't listening to the show yesterday and you're just listening now, Crowder really is in Cairo, Egypt right now, and none of us knew till yesterday when he signed on. But that's not shtick. It's not radio shtick. He is actually in Cairo, Egypt. Where did you go today? Like, what time is it there? It's
9 p.m.
9 p.m. So where did you go today? Did you do anything fun?
I don't want to say we wasted a day, but we didn't wake up till noon because we're still trying to get over the time change. But then we went downtown. Like, we're in Giza, And so, like, Cairo is nicer. So we went over to Cairo. We went out to eat. We went to the big, just gigantic mall. They have a mall at Festival City and walked around and stuff. It was cool.
Very cool. I'm super intrigued. I would love to go to Egypt one day, and maybe I will. Anyway, Tom Brady does it again last night, okay? And I don't know if you saw the game because, no, you were probably sleeping, right?
Yeah. They don't play it.
Yeah. Listen, the game was no great shakes, but all of a sudden, you know, with 3 minutes left, Tom Brady leads the Buccaneers for two touchdowns in, you know, the final 3 minutes of the game. He scores he throws for a touchdown with 14 seconds left in the game. And, of course, Tampa wins. And they're a terrible team. But they're going to end up winning their division and, you know, who knows, they'll have a home playoff game, but it makes it all the sweeter, I think, today when you watch what happened last night and then you realize today is the 13th anniversary of our own Channing Crowder intercepting Tom Brady and sealing the win for the Miami Dolphins in a game against the Patriots in 2009. I'm imagining you can still remember it.
Yes, I can go to the spot on the field in Dolphin Stadium or whatever the hell it's called now, that where I intercepted the ball. It was a 1:25 left on the clock. Like, I remember everything. They were driving down by four. I remember it all.
Tom Brady did it again last night for Tampa, but 13 years ago today, Channing Crowder said, no, not at my house. Do you have that highlight, Dan? Can you play that, the TV call?
Brady has to get away, and he's intercepted. And Crowder falls to the ground.
Oh, what a jump off the ball by Cameron Wake. Tom Brady's hit.
This play is being reviewed upstairs.
Jets and Dolphins. The quarterback's knee was not down prior to him releasing the ball.
That's ball game.
On the field is confirmed. First down, Miami.
I feel like they gave a little more love to Cam Wake than old Channing Crowder there.
Hey, old Crowder doesn't need reaffirmation about his greatness. I don't need that from them.
Yeah, it was great. It was really cool. I tweeted out the highlight of it this morning. You can see it on my Twitter account. Here's what the Associated Press wrote on that day. The New England Patriots' road woes sent Tom Brady to his knees Sunday when his final desperation pass was intercepted. He stooped over and buried his face in the turf as if trying to hide. There was no escaping the blown opportunities for Brady and the Patriots, who missed repeated chances to put the game away in the fourth quarter before the Miami Dolphins rallied for a 22-21 victory. Chad Henne threw for a career-high 335 yards and directed a 51-yard drive for the winning field goal with a minute two left. Let me just see what it says further down here. They talk with Brady. It put us right back in the thick of things, Coach Tony Sperano said. The verdict was sealed when Channing Crowder made his first career interception, picking off Brady at the Patriots 40 with 35 seconds left. How about that?
Yeah, man, that was a good night. I went out that night and enjoyed it.
335 yards passing for Chad Henne? How the hell did that happen?
I don't know. I think he had his eyes closed. Just letting it go.
Like, what happened there? 300. I don't remember that game, apparently. 335 yards passing for Chad Henne? And in a Tony Sperano offense?
I was about to say, I need to look the game up. Had to be a flea flicker or a double reverse. Had to be something sneaky in
like
there.
18 gadget plays.
Yeah, right. He didn't just eat nobody up for 330.
Well, we will celebrate Crowder's anniversary today. We're going to talk with Aronde Gadsden. He always joins us on Tuesdays. Josh Appel, broadcaster. He was on the Bears-Packers game, and he's got the Bills game. I think it's Bills and Jets coming up this Sunday. Josh Appel will join us. Maybe we'll check in with Solana, where did he say? He's going to be in San Diego today? I think he said he was going to San Diego.
Yes.
Maybe we'll check in with Solana later on. Dan Day is filling in for him. So let's get headlines. I'm going to watch this Portugal-Switzerland game, scoreless in the ninth minute. Let's get headlines here with Dan Day.
And they are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Bucs used a Tom Brady touchdown pass with 3 seconds left on the clock to down the Saints 17-16 last night.
Yeah, it was wild, man. The Bucs had no business winning that game. No, that game had no business being played, first of all. And then, but yeah, you knew he was going to do it at the end, and he did.
Yeah, I was just looking at stuff. He scored 3 3/4 and 14 in the fourth. That's a Brady game.
I mean, it was wild. Like they couldn't put a point on the board, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's the end of the game. 3 minutes left. He needs a couple of touchdowns. Sure, why not?
Brady, he can still do things in small doses. He just can't take over NFL season anymore.
Amazing that team's going to have a home playoff game, though.
Man, the NFC South is garbage. They talk about it every year, just going AFC, NFC, best six records, but they're never going to do it because then the divisions are irrelevant.
A shorthanded.
Somebody, hold on. Somebody texts in, Dan, and I can't believe I didn't ask this. You went to a mall in Egypt. Did you hit the food court? Because that would be commitment to the bit.
You know what? I didn't go because we ate at a nicer restaurant, but I'm sure I'll be back to the mall and I'll hit the food court.
All right.
I did see they have a KFC, a McDonald's, and a Burger King.
Yeah. You got to show me the menu. You got to take pictures of the menu. I got to see what they got.
That was one of the things that tripped me out the first time I went international. I was like, why would you go to Burger King? Why would you go to McDonald's? And then I went in and looked at the menu and I was like, whoa.
Yes, that's my thought when I travel internationally. I go, why wouldn't you go to McDonald's? Why wouldn't you go to Burger King?
Some interesting stuff.
They're real healthy here, though. So I'm scared they're going to health up those meals.
Really?
Yeah, man. Like, on the plane over here, you know how you get, like, nuts and chips and crackers and just fatty, cheesy stuff? Next to your little sandwich, they gave you a bowl of carrots, peas, and green beans with like some sauce on it. That was like the side dish. Like
I'm
healthy.
On the wrong flight. I go, excuse me, stewardess. You can't say that anymore. Excuse me, stewardess. I'm on the wrong flight here. Where's the cheese nibs?
No cheese nibs. You go to a restaurant. First thing you get is hummus and some. Grain goulash that I can't eat, but Asia eats it sometimes. But yeah, man, it's very healthy culture.
Man, a shorthanded Grizzlies team, including no Ja Morant, defeated the Heat last night, 101-93. Tyler Hero led the team with 23 points and 13 rebounds. Miami looks to rebound tonight when they face the 6-19 Pistons at home.
Oh, and you were sleeping for that one, Crowder. Mm-hmm. That was one of the most brutal Heat games that I've ever watched. They had. The Memphis Grizzlies had no business being in that game. They literally didn't have anyone playing. You and I would have been in part of the starting five if we were on that roster. And the Heat just could never get it going last night. Wild.
Cy Young winner Sandy Alcantara has been named to the All-MLB first team, while the Marlins are said to have interest in the Dodgers' Justin Turner.
Ooh, all right. Keep an eye on that.
Sure.
Panthers have placed Patrick Hornquist on the long-term injured reserve after sustaining a concussion Saturday against Seattle. The Cats, they face the Jets tonight at 8.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. That's a bummer.
Defensive tackle Daryl Jackson Jr. and running back Jalen Knighton are the latest Canes to enter the transfer portal. It actually officially opened yesterday.
Rooster, we hardly knew you. Man, did we think that guy was going to be a star for UM, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did. And he is explosive, but
I loved him. I'm bummed to see him go in the transfer portal, but I totally get it. I get anyone going into the transfer portal after that season.
Yeah, but it's crazy everywhere. Like,
yeah, yep.
I think that first transfer portal year was a way for guys to look around and see how it works. Bro, there are going to be 1,000 kids in the transfer portal here in a couple days.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is. Just like throw your names in a hat, let's shake them up and see how the new teams work out.
But my only thing, Hawk, is like an 18-year-old can get emotional and just make a decision overnight. I think there should be some kind of grace period or something for this transfer portal. Because when I was 18, I wasn't making sound decisions day in and day
right.
out.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And it's not like you're making a decision to go elsewhere because you've already talked with, maybe you have already talked with the other. I was going to say, it's like, it's just saying, well, I don't want to be here anymore. But then you don't know if you're going to have a better situation elsewhere.
I'm telling you, I know a lot of guys been married for years, get divorced and hit the clubs again and hate it. They're like, what the hell is this? Yeah. I don't know what's going on. Man, the grass is not always greener on the other side, young men.
Let's get to weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It hovers around 80 degrees in South Florida with a very, very light chance of rain throughout the day. Maybe tomorrow morning you might get a couple drizzles.
All right, very good. Aronde Gadsden will join us in the next segment. Scoreless through 15 minutes right now. Portugal and Switzerland. We need Portugal to score a goal here in the first half for me to have a nice day up until 6 o'clock. And if they don't, I'll be in a bad mood. Or we'll just chase it on something in the second half. I mean, listen, the world's our oyster. I mean, Crowder's sitting there in Egypt. I mean, nothing makes sense anymore. What's up is down. What's down is up. Who knows what's going oyster. On? And the world is our oyster.
Oysters usually don't take from you because our oyster is taking from us daily.
We're getting, what are they having, the oysters? Are they where the pearls are?
Yes.
All right, we're taking our pearl today. We're just giving, we got about 30 minutes left in this half. Just give me a chance to grab this pearl here. All right. Aronde Gadsden in the next segment. Let me talk about cricket pavers. I know a lot of people just like me say, you know what? Spent so much time over the last couple of years, really since 2020, at home, that I want to turn my home into a castle. And I'm talking about the outdoors, right? A lot of us, you know, have space in the backyard or maybe a front yard and a driveway that you're not happy with. And the more you spend time at home, the more you say, you know what? I want to make this my castle. I want to make this my dream home. Oh, that was so close to a goal from Portugal right there. Anyway, that's where Cricket Pavers comes in. They're your key to turning the outside into a dream outdoor experience. Cricket Pavers can do everything. They do paver repairs. You know, you want to make the front look nicer. You can do an entirely new driveway. They can do that. Or maybe you want to do artificial turf to replace all the terrible grass that you have there. Did Portugal just score?
Yeah.
Portugal just scored! Ring it up, baby!
So I was trying to give you that quick, huh? I think that's a goal.
Ring it up! Let's go! The world is our oyster! Do we have some sort of celebratory music, Dan? Let's go! I don't care. We don't need celebratory music. Woo! Look at us! What was I talking about? Cricket pavers? All right. Look at us. We won some money here in the first 18 minutes of the show. How about that?
How about that?
I'm putting it right towards some new pavers.
That's a great option.
There we go. Now you got it, Dan. Here we go. Talk about it, Portugal. This is where we make our stand, Crowder. We're turning things around.
Right now. Put your foot
right
down.
Right now.
Draw a line in the dirt.
Go order up some hummus. It's on me.
Ooh, there we go.
Anyway. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I might be blind, but I ain't stupid.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. A little walk like Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian for Crowder out in Egypt.
Hey.
I like that. A little musical shout out to your locale. Aronde Gadsden joins us on Tuesdays, and today will be no different. And we're obviously Crowder's in Egypt, and I'm in Boca recovering from my illness. So we are not at Twin Peaks, but we will be back at Twin Peaks in Davie, and that'll be next Tuesday. So you can certainly make plans to join us there. Aronde Gadsden, if you recall, before the season started, Crowder, we had talked to him, you know, leading up to the season about the Dolphins and Tua and what we were all expecting and, you know, where we thought things would go. And do you recall what OG said time and time again?
It's going to come down to the Buffalo game.
Going to come down to two games, Buffalo and Buffalo. And I'm starting to be of the belief that Aronde was 100% correct on that. We're trying to get him connected on the phone. His phone crapped out, and he said to call him back. So we're trying to get him back on the line there. Is he there, Dan?
Yes, sir.
All right. Aronde is back. We were just saying, OG, Aronde Gadsden on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. We were just saying that you said several times before the season, this season's coming down to two games, Buffalo and Buffalo. And I'm starting to think that you're right, because now you look at that Buffalo game, which will be on a Saturday night in prime time, and they've done it once against Buffalo. If they can do it again on a Saturday night at Buffalo in prime time, you'd feel pretty good about this Dolphins team, no?
Yeah, see, I told you at the beginning of the season that this is how it was end up. It didn't matter about the first game, because I don't know if it mattered about the AFC East. It would matter about the number of wins the teams would end up with. So and I asked this on Sunday before the game, would you rather win the 49ers and Chargers and lose to Buffalo, or lose to the 49ers and Chargers and win Buffalo?
Oh, that's a great question. It's got to be Buffalo, right, Crowd? I mean, you got it. Although I would love to beat Justin Herbert on prime time on a Sunday night, right? If you're Tua,
the logical side would say you want to win the two games other than the one. But to OG's point, I think it's more than math. Where Buffalo is now in our way, and New England was in our way for years. I can argue both sides of that argument, OG, because Buffalo is going to be our problem as long as Josh Allen's there.
I mean, you know, just for all intents purposes, I would lose the two to win the one in Buffalo, because we've been so bad playing in Buffalo. You know, 2 years ago, we win the game. Two of you win this game, we go to the playoffs, and we super laid an egg, and then we come back and lay another egg up in Buffalo. So, I mean, the Chargers and the Chargers, I guess, the AFC team, but the 49ers, you know, God bless them. They won. Congratulations. But the Buffalo and Buffalo on a Saturday night, I'd definitely rather take that win to get out of there. And then we're 2-0 against Buffalo. I mean, we should be sitting pretty.
And OG, you brought up 49ers game. You said congratulations. But, man, they did dominate us, bro. We had 8 yards rushing. Was there any fear that came out of that game? Did any? Did it change
eight,
your
eight
opinion?
Eight rushes. I think it was like 30 yards rushing.
Yeah, 8 rushes for 34 yards, whatever it was. But 8 times for 34 yards, OG, like, they dominated us. Anything come out of that game negative, or you still feel the same way?
You know, like I said, the both offenses are pretty similar. You got to realize that defense has seen that offense, and that offense, the same offense that both teams run, you know, in practice for years, you know, and you got to think they got, you know, players that have seen it more, you know, Warner's there, Bosa's there, D-linemen, DBs are there. Obviously, the components are different, but they've seen the same offense more than our defenders have seen it. We've just seen it 1 year, and not even a whole year. They've seen it 3-4 years, so they pretty much, you know, got it. That's why we had to, you know, like I said, I don't agree with it, but I understand, you know, going for 4th and 7, going for the 4th down on your own 18. Like, I don't agree with it, but I get it. I understand, and that's why it works, because they, you know, they hadn't seen that, or they didn't know that we were going to do that. But just a regular, you know, between the 20s, they seen everything we could throw at them, because that's the same offense, kind of, you know, and they got dudes that run around. So I didn't feel, you know, I felt, you know, kind of bad, because the third string quarterback that was heating us up a little bit. But, yes, you know, other than that, you know, I felt all right. I mean, you know, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to send blitzes at him. He handled it. You know what I mean? He handled the blitzes. He, you know, that screen pass to McCaffrey hurt. You know what I mean? The slant to Kittle's hurt. I mean, he picked it up. He delivered. So, and nothing you really could do about it. Like I said, I mean, at the beginning of the game, I was thinking it could be 84 Super Bowl preview, but they look better. They look better, and so you know, hopefully that went to my point. Like, you gotta have the Chargers game too. Let's get ready for Buffalo Saturday night.
How do you explain Aronde Tua's inaccuracy on Sunday? Because he has been so accurate. And maybe we were talking yesterday, like, maybe it's just the knowledge that Teron Armstead's not out there, but he was throwing high, and he was just inaccurate in a way that we haven't seen all season.
Well, it's psychological, I'm sure. Both of your tackles missing. You're going to have to speed up. And you know, as everybody else, you know, like, they didn't do it because, you know, the pass is short. But if you run a dig, you know, at 18 yards – and now you don't have Dan in there. You have, you know, Damon Heward. Well, I'm not sure I'm running at 18 yards. I'm probably running it at, you know, 15 and a half. You know what I mean? Like, because I know he may not think he got the time. He may be a little jittery. And so just as you think about it, because, I mean, you know, we say we don't listen to media. We say we don't read the paper. But, you know, he heard it. He heard, you know, Greg Little or whoever we had on Bosa or whoever they had, and they did like, he hear it. You know what I mean? He like, man, I got to get this ball out of my hand because I don't know how long he can hold up. So Tua's trying to, you know what I mean, speed his situation up to help Greg Little. You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
I understand it's like, you know, my left leg hurt, so I'm going to put a little bit more pressure on my right leg. You know what I'm saying? Now I got both legs jammed up. You know what I mean? So I totally understand, you know, Tua's, you know, inaccurate pass. I mean, they went off. They were just high. Like, I mean, we've seen the cheetah climb the ladder and get the ball. It was just a little high, a little high. He jumped, and then, you know, you don't want to jump all the way up there and be open, you know what I mean, for safety to hit you in the rib. So I totally understand. It was some plays that, you know, well, I mean, in the end, he started to heat up. The deep balls were on point. You know what I mean? He threw decent, but I understand the psychologically both tackles missing. I can see if one, especially he left-handed. Right. So I'm not the Armstead situation, probably not as much. But coming from that other side, yeah, I'm going to speed up a little bit. Now I got both of them going. Oh, Lord, I can't. You know, because if he was a runner, he would probably just run more. He'd probably just step up and run more. But, you know, that's not his deal either. So, you know, he just speed up, you know, and get rid of the ball. So It was errant, and I, like I said, going into the game anyway, my situation was lose the two, win the one.
I don't like that. It just sounds crazy, OG. I'm not going to lie. But I say one thing. You talked about that pass.
Because even Joe Rose told me, I need the numbers. We need the wins. We want the twos. I want to win all three of them. Let's not get carried away. But I'm just saying, I want the AFC East Buffalo game in Buffalo. You understand what I'm saying?
Like that game. You want to slay the dragon. You have walked up to years, and that dragon always pushes you back.
I said at the beginning of the season, everybody that would listen to me, this mattered more than anything. The second game of Buffalo means everything. I would tell you this since the beginning of the season. We can win them all. We got to win this one because this one counts. Like, we go 1-1, and they win one more game than us. They're the one seed, and we the six seed. You know what I mean? Like, that just, you know, like, we need to be – we already saw it. If we play in Hard Rock, we win, period. That's just how that works. You know, so I know it sounds bad. I'm just – you know, this is just novice – speak. This is fantasy football speak, not real football. Obviously, you want to win the games because you get the wins. But if I had to cash some chips in, I wouldn't, the pressure. I'm out there. They staying out there for the 11 days out in L.A. They're not coming back home. They're not in the bed. All right. But then you got to come back on a short week and then go straight to Buffalo.
Yeah, that's a tough one. OG, something I was saying yesterday was leaving Nick Bosa one-on-one with Brandon Shell late in that game with a sack, force, fumble, scoop and score.
Right.
But, it makes sense. You can't double-team Nick every play, but I just don't know that mix of when you're going to let Brandon Shell sack, block a guy that already has two sacks and know him that he's about to get off. Like, am I crazy to say you can double team or chip him every play? Because you can't leave Brandon Shell one-on-one with Nick Bosa in critical times in the game. We know who's going to win.
Well, in that situation, look, we was obviously the play was a deep ball. It wasn't no, that's what I'm saying. Like, when they realized that Garoppolo wasn't coming back and Mr. Relevant was going to be the player for the rest of the game. All them, the routes got shorter. Everything got shorter. Debo and McCaffrey became, the players because we started to heat them up. So he couldn't throw long. He had to throw short. So the bubbles and the screens and the stuff were real good. But in that play, he got the sack fumble or the strip fumble. You could tell he was loading up to throw deep. Now, if you know you're loading up to throw deep, you definitely have to max protect and put two people on Bosa. I don't know, could have had some short routes in there. He could have threw to Sheffield or somebody shorter, but looked like he was going, for the gusto. And if you don't go for the gusto and you know you're going for the gusto, if it's one person on that field you got to block, it's probably 97. Put all inactive people. Y'all inactive, get out there, be active, block Bosa, how about that?
easier said than done, I think. Aronde Gadsden is with us. Hey, do you know where Crowder is doing the show from right now?
Where? New York? Where's the Pivot Show?
You're not going to believe it when I tell you. You're going to think I'm goofing. Where did you used to play in the World League? What countries did you play in?
Germany, Frankfurt Galaxy.
All right, that's nothing compared to where Crowder is doing the show from right now. Crowder is live from Cairo, Egypt.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. That's in Vegas, right? In Vegas?
Yeah, the Luxor. Yeah, I think that's where Carrot Top performs. Isn't that where Carrot Top is?
That's down the street from Circus Circus, the one that's like the pyramid, see?
Circus Circus.
So today is the anniversary, OG, of Crowder's interception of Tom Brady, which sealed the victory for the Miami Dolphins against Patriots in 2009. And do you want to know what the most shocking fact that I discovered from that game, besides Crowder's interception? Chad Henne in a Tony Sperano-led offense, Chad Henne had 335 yards passing.
Wow. So let me get all this straight, because you threw a lot at me.
I did.
Channing got an intercept to win the game versus Tom Brady in Egypt?
That's what happened? Exactly. The game was in Egypt? Not exactly. You're conflating a couple of the pieces of information there. Very close. Okay. Very close. But no.
They were playing international games when Channing was playing, and they had a game in Egypt, and we won the game when Channing got the interception from Tom Brady.
Do you have
I bowled in London.
Do you have the highlight, Dan? Do you have the television call of Crowder's interception?
Brady has to get away, and he's intercepted. And Crowder falls to the ground.
Oh, what a jump off the ball by Cameron Wake. Tom Brady's hit.
Play is being reviewed upstairs.
Jets and Dolphins. After review, the quarterback's knee was not down prior to him releasing the ball.
That's ball game.
Ruling on the field is confirmed. First down, Miami.
How about that? That's a pretty good, that's worthy of a game ball, OG.
Oh, man, listen, he had to get a Franklin for that. He get the pump, Franklin with the pump for that. He get the Franklin with the pump. Because very rarely, dude, just like last night, DeMarco got the interception, but you didn't win the game, so yeah, it didn't matter. But Tanner got the interception, and we won the game. That sealed the game? Holy mackerel. That's pretty good, Tanner. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. That's worth about 17 quarterback pressures right there. That's pretty good.
AOG, on that ball, it says game ball. One interception, game clinching. Seven tackles.
Ooh,
and OG, I highlighted it. One quarterback pressure in that game.
You threw that one on there, huh?
That was a pretty good game. One intercept, seven tackles, and one quarterback pressure. Ooh, That's pretty good. The Tom Brady. If I remember correctly, they had on them red uniforms with the old man, the old center man on the helmet too. So yeah, that was
pretty
good.
You are correct.
That's pretty
good. I was watching the highlight this morning. You are correct. It was those old red unis. Yeah. That was a good one.
That's all right there, Chad. I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. You stepped up, man. You stepped up. You're not letting Franklin ball no more. You stepped up, man. You got your Wilson with the white line on it. They forgot. It's not college. They gave you college ball. You all right, man.
Speaking of college ball, where's OG the second, Syracuse faces, where they play? Oh, the Pinstripe Bowl. Pinstripe Bowl?
Yeah. And good old Yankee Stadium. We play a football game in the baseball stadium in Cairo, Egypt, probably. That's what's going on.
I think you may have used that. You're getting closer. Are you going to go watch Minnesota? Syracuse?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to get me a chance to go to Yankee Stadium, take me a picture by the Babe Ruth Monument, do all the Yankee baseball stuff. So that's cool, gonna be cool, but it's gonna be another, you know, it's gonna be 30 degrees during the game. But anyway, we'll go, we'll see. We gotta stop Minnesota. I'm pretty sure we're gonna row the boat and run the ball. I'm sure. So we gotta figure all that out.
I mean, but I'm excited, man.
I'm excited. He gets to go to a bowl game.
You're a fish out of water though, because you're a guy who likes the heat. You've got a team from Minnesota and a team from Syracuse playing at Yankee Stadium. I mean, that's cold. Everything about that thing is cold weather, except for you.
Man, that totally is not my deal. But look, I went to Boston. The last game was in. They played BC at BC, and it was like 22 degrees, man. I got a mean mix. I got a hot dog with relish and mustard, and a hot chocolate with the marshmallows. I don't know, my stomach wasn't feeling right, but I did it anyway because it was cold. It was 20 degrees, so I had to.
And OG, man, because you were overseas when you played, you know, internationally. Well, I need some tips, man. They're taking advantage of me. They're tricking me with their sales magic. They say it's $1 when I agree to buy it. They tell me I owe them $20. They're getting me. I'm a fish out of water, OJ. I need some advice.
Listen, man, this the advice. When you get back to your room, don't use the plug with the three prongs, because it'll throw the whole thing off. It'll throw the whole thing off. If you plug that in that receptacle, your hotel will shut down. And then you probably could get a whole refund. You probably get your trip for free. Yeah, did you pay, or did your wife pay with the American Express? Who paid with
the
American
Express?
You know he
didn't pay. You know he didn't, but you think he's in Egypt on his dime?
You didn't pay, so what you yapping about? It's free for you anyway.
I don't like to be the dummy, and I think as I walk the streets, I believe I'm the dummy, because I think they look at me and say, oh, yeah, this big old idiot's about to give me $10, and they get it every time.
Oh, yeah. No, they look at you that way. That's nothing you can do about it. The thing, and you got, nothing you can do about it. You got tattoos, all type of stuff going on. They definitely look at you like that. You got no way out. No way out
walking
for you
target
on this one.
Hey, when you played in Frankfurt, I may have asked you this. Did you ever go to the fast food places like in Germany to get like a taste of America?
You know, the McDonald's and stuff, but they only told us just to eat the chicken nuggets. Everything else was bad. So, I mean, they cooked us food at the facility. It's the only thing we had. We practiced at a high school and stayed at a hotel, and they cooked us food. But when we went out, a few people got sick trying other stuff. You know, my body at the time, I was a highly tuned Maserati at the time. I'm a Corolla now, so I could probably handle the schnitzel. But at the time, I couldn't handle the schnitzel. My body would reject the schnitzel.
Right now, you could inject the schnitzel right into your veins.
Oh, man. I inject the schnitzel and go about 20 more miles with the schnitzel. I used to have the tires with the Pirellis. Now I got them hubcaps, man. I got them. So I'm all right. I'm good to go now. I used to swerve around those potholes. You did your thing when you needed to do it.
You did it when you needed to do it, man.
That's right. I go over the potholes now. I don't go around them. I go right over.
Rondé Gadsden. See ya, OG. Always love talking to you.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. Y'all think it's, hey, Crowder, get home safe, man. Don't get no Brittany Griner situation, bro.
No. Man, you know, OG, I say nope to dope.
I think he's gone. And that probably better.
You sure?
And we'll see you, OG. We'll see you.
All right, man.
We'll see you. Rondé Gadsden. Moving on.
You know what's funny? The guy randomly asked me at customs, do I have a vape?
Oh, really?
Promise to all God goodness. I'm sitting, and there's no, like, my bag went through fine. Like, there was no backing to this question. We're standing there. We get our bags. He looks at me and Asia, my wife, and he says, vape? Vapor? CBD? THC? Vape? We're like,
so
no.
You said no? Like, no. No.
I was like, no. It's like, nothing? I said, no. No. Okay. And he gives our passports back. It was the weird. It's funny that OG brought that up. It was the weirdest thing in the world. Just unsolicited, right, asked me, do I have a vape?
I'm glad you're okay. Okay. Had he gone over the entire checklist, he probably would have found something. But
as I told
ended
you,
there.
I got NyQuil and Novocaine on the end.
Quiet.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm thinking about downloading this TikTok.
Hawk and Crowder.
The Dolphins looking to
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.